This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
Lots of times people forget that women are involved in war too.
Tell me about what it was like with your work in Vietnam.
We had to use all that we had learned along the way.
Valerie Buchan was a 31-year-old nurse when Uncle Sam came calling.
He started getting letters from the recruiters asking for us to at least consider that, and that's what kind of prompted me to look into it. I knew that I had some nursing skills that I could contribute.
In her first 2 years, the Army nurse cared for wounded servicemen in Japan after they were evacuated from Southeast Asia. In her third year, Buchan became head nurse in the emergency room of a hospital in Vietnam.
They were just the most wonderful people to take care of because, to begin with, they were healthy young males, you know, and so they had a good chance to get well if they could get to us. And they were always so grateful for anything that we could do for them.
Some 11,000 American servicewomen went to Vietnam, 85% as nurses. The names of 8 nurses are etched on the Vietnam Memorial Wall as casualties. The Vietnam Women's Memorial is adjacent to the wall, much of it dedicated to nurses who volunteered to tend the suffering. Buchan aided the efforts to build the Women's Memorial and went to Washington for its dedication.
Brings us together, and it's just a good thing, too, I think, to remind the people of America that women have made that particular contribution.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Amperz in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at amperz.org.